The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 16 September 2016. And I look for that, Mike. Check Daniel's emails as well. This is every once in a while, things in this life do make you smile. And we all remember Michael Jackson in his song Beat It, in which they actually used real-life gang members. Whoa. But here is a Hillary Clinton Delete It parody.
Exit from the EU.
Little bit of humor in a morass of I don't even know what the hell to call this. Yeah, you know, I always thought Donald Trump was vain about his hair until I saw it on the news today. He was on Jimmy Fallon show, and Jimmy Fallon asked him, he said, "Can I mush your hair?" And up until this point, I didn't even know it was real. Yeah, it's real. Yeah. There are moments in presidential elections that people try to make themselves look human. Bill Clinton did it, playing saxophone on a City Hall show. Remember that? It seems like forever ago, but in some ways it just seems like it's yesterday. I remember watching the 60s debate between Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy. And I remember thinking, man, that guy sweats a lot. But JFK come off looked like he was cool, calm, collected, presidential, whatever the case may be. And I think this is one thing that Trump has learned. It's not like doing a building. It isn't like arguing with suppliers or an engineer or an architect or, you know, whatever. And he is learning the art of communications. Hopefully that continues. Still a lot of people out there that are Trump haters. Oh, yeah, by the way, that Mr. T sent that over to me. I'd forgotten Mr. T. That was two days ago. That was a long time. Oh, boy. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, I'm going to have Desi Andrews on. Remember Desi? God, haven't had her on in a long time. And we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. And that is states' rights. You know, the federales are all over us. What did they try to do? Make half of Maine today some protected whatever? And people are going, really? Really? This idea that the federales have all the power. And they stated that this can be done by a president's signature. And over an old Antiquities Act, I think it was 1903. And if he does that, see, it doesn't take an act of Congress to do it. He can just pen it and under the Antiquities Act, make it work. But in order to undo it, Congress has to undo it. Now, I don't know where along the line they gave themselves permission to do these sorts of things. Where did they give themselves permission to do executive orders? How did that happen? I did not read that in the Constitution. Can somebody point me to that on the section on executive orders? That a president can write something and then it becomes law? Because nobody in Congress, to my knowledge, both sides of the aisle, has ever overturned anything. I think they have 60 days in which to do so, but nobody in Congress has ever looked at an executive order and said, nah, we're going to get rid of that. Nobody's ever done it. It keeps getting curiouser and curiouser. If George Soros is the front man for the Rothschilds, what protections does George Soros have aside from his $1 billion? And why is it we have such a hard time getting rid of, well, the government doesn't. Let me qualify this. There are wet teams that can go out and eliminate you. You know, much like they do foreign leaders. They don't like somebody, well, they just start shooting them. That's an easy way to do it. Here in this country, there's been mysterious deaths. More times than not, what they'll do is kind of like emptying out the old-style diaper pail. Remember those when we had cloth diapers? And just throwing it up against the wall and see which one sticks. Oh, yeah, we'll go with that one. The Fed will do anything and everything that it can in preferring charges against people. Yeah, let me see what the jury will buy. Let's see what we can hang them on. Still, to this day, that has not been stopped. But the government has protected itself against you suing them. Oh, yeah. Forget it. And the classic line that I like, well, if you don't like it, get your congressman or your senator to write a bill and change the law. Wait a minute. How many laws have you passed that had not a damn thing to do with following constitutional guidelines or even a vague facsimile thereof? So they just keep doing it, whatever they can get away with. And, you know, is it working yet? Do they have people believing this is a democracy? See, a lot of people are confused about democratic processes. A democratic process is not a democracy make, okay? So this is open-ended legislative democracy time. Whatever crap that we can draw up and get through Congress or the Senate, we'll have our Politico president, we'll get them to sign it. Or we'll get the bought-off ones, or the ones that we can blackmail. Remember that, hey, Frank, remember that naked picture you sent me with your girlfriend on that Friday at that little, yeah. Maybe they can do it that way. And it's really odd to me. The solution here to the gridlock between Democrats and Republicans, there's a very simple and easy to follow guideline. Maybe we should send a booklet to Washington, D.C. You could write it on one page. Hell, it's just one word. Constitution. So somebody please read the Constitution for me. Tell me where it says democracy in there. And the Constitution is null and void if we can get 51% of whomever to vote for and get this stuff done. In the early days of this country, the Republic was guarded jealously. Treason was a term that when you threw that out there, yeah, it was a word, but the implications of death by hanging, firing squad, committing treason, high treason against your country. Now that's just another T word like truculent or truck or tart. Or go through the T section of your dictionary. It has no meaning to these people whatsoever. Been noticing in the news how softball Hillary Clinton is getting it. Yeah, she's still under the, what about those emails? And yeah, okay, you use the what to erase them, a cloth? Mm-hmm. Softball stuff, now it's, how are you feeling, Hillary? Wish somebody had asked me, I wish one of those reporters would ask me, how are you feeling? Oh, I'd feel a lot better if she fell over dead. And I'd start singing, the Wicked Witch of the West is ding-dong, the witch is dead. Which old witch? The ugly witch. Ding-dong, the witch is dead. And the propaganda is oh, my God. I actually caught Fox News today talking about news and how it used to be done. There was a movie that was done a couple of years ago. By Robert Redford. And supposedly it was fashioned after the George Bush scandal with him in the Texas Guard. And this is what actually hastened the departure of Dan Rather on CBS. And got a couple of people fired, and the other ones, they said, get fired or resign, and they resigned. If you get a chance, watch that movie. Because they talk about the current state of news reporting in this country. And I was just absolutely astounded that this was cranked out by somebody in Hollywood. You know, and it's not a formulaic kind of, yeah, possible scenario. Here it is, entertaining, we'll gussy it up, and aren't you mesmerized? No, these were very pointed points that they were making about the news media and how nobody does real investigative journalism anymore. And somebody will come out with a story and they'll just pick it up. They might make a few additions or deletions, give it a little bit more color, take a little thing out of it, whatever. They'll modify it and then make it their own. And then they'll go out there and start talking about what people are talking about on the story that they didn't, never gave you the full story about in the first place. It was the most amazing thing that I had seen. I had to back it up to hear it again because I couldn't believe my ears. And Dan I'd rather at CBS, to me, has never been an icon of white paper journalism. You know, this is what you need to know kind of deal. It just ain't there. Well, the latest from the Washington Post, and please, can we like, I'm not suggesting burning books, but can we burn buildings that house people like Washington Post and the New York Times? Can we? May we? I think the Washington Times, wasn't that created by Andrew Jackson? Whoa, different day, different time. The Post, which has a full-time reporter assigned to disparagingly report on conspiracy theories, oh yes, the paper calls them ideological movements. In pro-offering its own kooky conspiracy theory, the theory is that the Democrat presidential candidate, Hillary, or Billary, your choice, was poisoned in a plot orchestrated by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, gets better. Acting in cahoots with Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump. The Post story follows Mrs. Clinton's collapse during the September 11th memorial service at the site of the former World Trade Center in New York. And why, when they went to go pick her up, why was the van 4 or 5 feet from the curb? Were they trying to make her fall? No, they wouldn't have done that, would they have? The Post story also cites previous unfounded charges that President Putin ordered the assassination by radiation poisoning of exiled former Russian spy Alexander Levinko in 2006. And after that Post article was published, other pro-Clinton websites added to the conspiracy theory and the laundry list that entailed the alleged poisoning in 2004 of former Ukrainian president Viktor Yushchenko. Remember this evil guy? Oh man, they just wanted to burn it in your brain that he's in a cage right now and that's where he's going to stay. Then all of a sudden the guy ends up dying in prison. Wouldn't you have liked to have watched the trial of Saddam Hussein? Wouldn't you have liked to watch the trial? I mean, you know, if you want to get reality show time here, let's do some real reality where people at the end of their trial are marched up the gallows pole and we get to see them hang. Let's have some real entertainment. But that wasn't going to happen. You weren't going to hear what testimony Saddam Hussein gave himself for himself, his accounting in court. God knows the little mystery and lies that would have been revealed coming from the government that Saddam Hussein might have questioned. Like weapons of mass destruction kind of sort of thing? You know, guess not. So the next time we go after one of these people that are as bad as Adolf Hitler, hey man, let's do the reality show. Get an interpreter. Give us screen wipes. Hell, you can even give commercial breaks if you want. To get excited.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The Post story also cites previous unfounded charges, and they run the gamut here. I'm really fascinated by this conspiracy theory. They've got people programmed when they hear the term conspiracy theory. Oh, well, the brain automatically switches off, doesn't hear anything else, because it's what? It's a conspiracy theory. You know, I'm a little hurt by that. I really am. You know, what are they trying to do? Get people not to believe in any conspiracies at all? Wasn't it a conspiracy that killed Lincoln? Isn't it a conspiracy that killed JFK? Wasn't it a conspiracy with the banks back in 2008? Well, actually, prior to that, with all their mortgage shenanigans, funky stuff that went on. Absolutely amazing. Well, evidently, over in the Middle East, things are not exactly rosy. U.S. Special Forces soldiers were reportedly forced to flee a town in northern Syria after Free Syrian Army fighters threatened to slaughter them for their invasion. The U.S. soldiers were working with Turkish forces. Sorry, folks, I don't mean to laugh here. But, jeez, old beats. The U.S. soldiers were working with Turkish forces as they advanced on Al-Ra, Aleppo, in preparation for an offensive against nearby Al-Bab, which is controlled by the Islamic State group. The FSA is allied with the Turkish forces and ostensibly reported by the U.S. as a moderate rebel group fighting against the government of Bashar al-Assad. So you don't even bother calling him president anymore. However, Friday's confrontation highlights the complex nature of the war in Syria. Yeah, they want to make it more complex than it really is. Assad was the elected leader. They staged a coup there. They've been funding him and training him to go kill Assad and the Syrian army. The Syrian army under control of Bashar Assad. So, and of course, dogs, agents of America. One man could be heard saying in Arabic while the other one chants, "They're crusaders and infidels. Down with America. Get out, you pigs. They're coming to Syria to occupy it." Now, we're just there to blow the living smithereens out of it, and we'll prop up some little punk-ass puppet in there to rape and rob and deplete anything you have of value over there. And then we might leave, if you're real nice. I was watching the news today and watching some... And I forget the retirement town in Florida. It was a pretty little place that they all ride around on golf carts. And they were all gussied up and trumped out. I guess you could call them the Trumpettes. And the media was asking them questions like, "Well, why Donald Trump?" And, "Oh, well, he's talking about jobs and he wants to fight terrorism." I feel like a plug and play here. Isn't this what George Bush was doing? Isn't this what Obama was doing? Isn't this what the next president of the United States is going to be expected to do? Is go bomb the S Capitol hit out of the terrorist without taking any responsible for creating them in the first place? This is like Victor Frankenstein getting mad at his creation because he made it alive. He was responsible for it. Just as I would say that we're responsible for the terrorism, or at least the backlash, or as being reported and manufactured, of course, for that continued threat here in the United States. And not one person have I heard in the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, any politician, president, give it a name, give it a position, I don't care, saying, you know, maybe it wasn't a good idea that we went over there. Aside from Donald Trump, and then he kind of equivocates on it. Bring everybody home. We got enough missiles to protect the homeland for the next 150 years. Cut the crap. Get out. Come home. Let's put this country back together. It needs help. Or maybe if we brought them up, they'd be anxious to shoot something up over here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Almost forgot to make the announcement. The 800 numbers are once again working for the network. Surprise, surprise. 800-313-9443 is back in operation. All right, do I have Desi there?
Oh.
Are you there, Desi? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Desi, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we're on the air.
Oh, all right. Hello, John.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, about the same as it was last Sunday when I saw you down in Austin. Mikey? There we go. Okay. My little communicator here got stuck. Desi, you've written a book recently, right?
Yes, it's called Education Will Set You Free from the IRS, specifically about the IRS, because I thought that would be the first agency that people would be interested in taking down.
Hmm.
And people could relate to that. I didn't have it published. I put it in PDF or EPUB, so people can read it on a device or whatever. I just thought that would be more convenient, especially for me. But it's about the history of the United States from the beginning to now. It's not dull and boring. It's just the highlights, because people really don't want to read that much, number one, and I wanted to make it interesting, and I think it is.
Well, and you're not the first person to say that to me. I've heard this repeatedly, that people, Larkin, Texas, you know who he is. Larkin, Texas, Lark Cumbie. At any rate, he said the same thing. He says people just don't want to read. They don't want to do the research. They want to have it pre-packaged and pre-digested and pre-softened and pre-moistened and pre-whatever for the easy digestion of the person. They don't want to seem to read anymore, which is troubling unto itself. I know that we're in the 21st century, but if you got an e-book, guess what you still have to do? Read.
You still have to read it.
That's right. So, okay. But that's not why you're here today. We weren't here to necessarily talk about your book. But something that we've had a problem here with, Desi, and that's the ever-encroaching, we're in charge, states sit down, shut up, we're from the government, and we're here to help.
You know, that's absolutely right, and that's the feds. And the feds seem to have special privilege in this and be special people. The Declaration of Independence hangs in my hall. I pass it every day, and it starts off with, all men are created equal, which I totally believe. But what they meant by that was, not everybody has the same benefits or genes or whatever. We are all of equal authority one to another. So I don't have any authority over you, and you don't have any authority over me. And somewhere, that seems to have been lost. I watch these cop shows, and they say there'll be a fed standing there and a city cop standing there, and they can push the city cop around, but you lay a hand on the fed, and you go to jail because nobody touches a federal officer. I mean, so what? Why? It's been a complete and absolute takeover of our state's rights, of our rights, period. So that's where we are.
Well, we used to have a constitution. I was talking about this before you came on, that now we have the administrative state. Now they're trying to convince us that this is a democracy, and as long as we can convince 51% of the electorate out there to tell your Congress critter, whether it be senator or congressman, that, hey, you know, we got a majority vote here, we can put it through. I see a real problem.
What people forget is, yes, we do have a constitution. There are four organic laws of the United States of America. Declaration of Independence, the only one that applies to us, it enumerates our rights. And it's actually a declaration of war, and I think it's no better time to pull it out and wave it than now. The Articles of Confederation were the colonies got together and made a compact with each other. Northwest Ordinance, which was initiated after King George did a treaty with us and gave all the land back, and the land east of the land to the Mississippi outside the colonies, the Northwest Ordinance is a document that tells how those will be handled, and then the Constitution of the United States of America. And so there are actually four organic documents, and all law in this country has to spring from those four documents, and it doesn't even come close, John. It doesn't even come close.
Well, and they've come up with interesting little inventions. As I said, the Administrative Procedures Act. They've come up with commerce clauses. They've come up with the interstate or intrastate commerce clauses, all based around business. The UCC, I mean, give it a name. they have all sorts of inroads in which to conduct affairs, supposedly in our behalf, and the only thing that it does is it further distances us from control of our own damn government. I mean, yeah, we can still vote. Yeah, they fixed the electoral process. I liked what American Free Press said a couple of years ago when I first read it. It rubbed me the wrong way, going, you know, in elections, national elections, we should be able to just to do a vote. You know, why do we need the Electoral College? Why is there not a popular vote? If five people only voted and three voted one way and two voted the other, well, then congratulations.
Well, because we don't have the right to vote for a president, and that's what it's all about. It's about the president and the vice president. And in the Constitution, we don't have, the people don't have the right to vote for them, and shouldn't. That position is supposed to be held by a statesman. And since none of us really, we're not in among with the good old boys or the Koch brothers, so we don't really know who would be make the best statesman for our country, because the job of the president is to hobnob with the other statesmen from their countries. And there's a provision in the Constitution that outlines that electoral process. And it's not a red state, and it's not a blue state. It has nothing to do with two parties. The two parties, which are nothing but private corporations, have taken over, and people fall for that. The reason we have gone so far afield is because people don't understand the basic laws of their own country, and they do what their neighbor did. You have to pay your taxes, right? Really? I can't find that anywhere, but, you know, everybody says. And I think they make up their own sayings, like, there's nothing more certain than death and taxes. Well, who started saying that? Somebody that wanted you to believe that? So everything is a belief, and if we believe we're free, we'll be free. If we believe that the government can tell us what to do, then we never read any of the founding documents. And we have an incorrect belief. But that's where we are. And you're the Administrative Procedures Act. All you have to do, John, and nobody ever does this, I'm going to speak tomorrow at Brave New Books about a takeover by the DEA of a product called Kratom, which has probably saved more lives in this country, in the United States, this country of addicts. It's probably saved more lives in this country than penicillin did. And it's a plant leaf, and so the DEA is going to outlaw it come the end of this month. And that's not how rules and regulations or regulatory function of an agency works. But I think if people understood, they don't have to understand everything that's been done to them, but they need to understand some concepts of the Constitution, and that is we have basically three articles that we pay attention to. One that tells how Congress is elected, one that tells what the jobs, duties of the President of the United States, and the third that talks about the judicial. We have others as well, but those are the main three that we know about. And the reason for those is because if it's kept in that manner, it's separation of powers. Well, when you get the administrative code and administrative agencies, of which there were none in George Washington's time, you get the administrative agencies making rules and regulations. They can only make it for the people in their agency or licensees thereof. It doesn't apply to all people. And yet they get away with this all the time because, number one, they go to attorneys in court, and attorneys, I don't know any attorneys, and I know a lot, who have ever read the statutes at large, which is where the law is, and the conditions are. And so they get attorneys to sign off, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that, oh, no, 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 the government has the right to do this. And it's wrong, John, and they get away with it because we're so stupid. Excuse me, uneducated.
Yeah, I was going to say stupid is ignorant, is a better word. Ignorant, and that has taken on the same connotation.
We're ignorant, and yet, you know, the city of Austin just passed this $3.5 billion budget. What the hell do they need with billions of dollars? They do programs, they do things governments aren't supposed to do. They have more power than any of us. And it's supposed to be the people, the state, and the feds, in that order. Now it's the feds and the state and the people. We get taxed to death. People say, you know, I hear a lot. There are all kinds of problems on Facebook and whatnot. Oh, I'm a socialist. I believe in socialistic behavior. Well, and I was telling somebody today, I'll tell you the way to break socialism down or do away with it, and that is, you believe in taking from me to give to another. You take from me to give to a government that operates on debt. They don't spend a damn dime because it's all debt. That operates on debt and then does giveaway programs to everybody in the world. So let's just skip the middleman. And since you believe so much in the socialist way of life, why don't I just tell you how many people and who you have to pay this year? So I say, okay, your neighbor down there that's in Section 8 housing, you have to go give her your portion is $2,000 check for her, for your portion of her rent for the year. So just give it to her directly. And then you go down there, and the lady's just sitting there watching her stories on the television, and you think, why am I giving this lady this money? If people could that believe in socialism could just simply dispense with the middleman and give all their money to somebody else, but it has to be a specific person that they give it to because that's what the government said to do, it would stop. People wouldn't say they're socialists anymore. Nobody wants to take their money and give it to people they know nothing about.
Well, what's shocking to me is that socialism doesn't carry a bad connotation.
If that's not communism, I just never met a good socialist. People just don't understand. You can't take from one to give to another.
But it's been erased from their lexicon, their dialect, their dictionaries. They don't. My point here, Desi, is the Constitution is no longer taught in schools, and other forms of government that don't work out so well, like socialistic state and communistic states, they implode. They take so much from each other, and the government can't redistribute anything because there's nothing left to redistribute, period.
There's no redistribution of wealth. It all sits with 3%. I mean, it's 300 families that own the United States. We own nothing. We can't even, because the government, or the federal government, long ago took our land away, we now deal in real estate, which is lots and blocks, and nobody owns anything. And if you don't believe me, don't pay your property taxes, baby. Let's see who owns that property.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. I enumerated this the other day, how I think we got here, and that is it started with the Washington administration. George Washington was elected president under the Constitution. However, you know, it's a funny thing that Constitution says you have to be over the age of 35 and you have to have lived in the United States for so long. The United States didn't exist until they did the Constitution. So, right, first crack out of the box, they were in violation of the Constitution because they were all Englishmen, and they hadn't been here all that long. So then they weren't naturally born in the United States. So that's the first one. But George Washington took an oath publicly to the office of the President of the United States, which is the Article 2 part of the Constitution, which I just talked about. And that enumerates his duties. And behind the scenes, he takes on the job or the occupation or the office of the President of the United States of America, which is in Article 1. So he holds two positions. That's no balance of power. He's an executive that holds two positions, President of the United States of America and President of the United States. And that's such a difficult concept to even wrap your head around. I'm not going to belabor that point. Just take my word for it on that. So he sets in motion a president that has too much power. Now, he only had four cabinet members when he was president, Secretary of State, Secretary of War, Secretary of Treasury, and U.S. Attorney. Where in the Constitution does it say all these executive departments come from? Because I don't think people understand about executive departments. Executive departments are under the executive part in Article 2 of the Constitution, and all it says in the Constitution is that he shall have heads of departments that will he can call on from time to time for advice. So how many people can those heads of departments employ or put in place? So that didn't come with George Washington, but after Washington comes Lincoln. Lincoln killed more. I mean, you think it makes, we were at the 911 event the other day, and Lincoln makes 911 look like real Ned in the First Reader, because 600,000 Americans were killed in that war between the states. And it was a war between the states because it was a war for states' rights. And Lincoln won, and he turned us into a union, which makes us one big conglomerate. And that means the Fed overlays everything. And still we had a chance. Then FDR comes in the Roosevelt administration, and he creates the New Deal. First of all, he created the Depression. Well, he wasn't alone. The whole banking community across the world created a horrible depression, took the land away from all the people, left them with nothing, left them desperate, and because they burned all the crops and killed all the livestock, left them with a food shortage. So Roosevelt said, I'll fix that. I'll help you. You can come to the cities, and we'll have bread lines, and we'll feed you. And then we'll initiate a thing called CCC, a civilian whatever camp program. And for 50 cents a day, a man could go out and shovel in a ditch and get paid 50 cents.
Hold on 1 second, Des. I've got to take this break. Hang on. We got a three minute pause here. Hold on.
Around the clouds.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Outside, I got nobody to love. You'll understand what I mean when I say there's nowhere we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives
We are back. Please proceed, Desi.
Okay, so if people could just understand the very basics of what has happened to this country and what they can do about this country, we would be in charge again. But FDR, I'm 76 years old, so believe me, I lived in a federal free zone because it just wasn't in, I was raised in Utah. It wasn't in Utah. It wasn't in the other states either when I was a kid. But FDR made it, he beefed up his agencies. In other words, he had Department of Justice, and so he created all these agencies under the Department of Justice, like the IRS, the DEA, the FDA, all this stuff under him. And then he staffed them with people. And that's one way to buy a vote, John. That's what that is. That's one way to buy a vote.
Sounds like
so
it.
So it was in people's best interest to vote for whoever was going to keep their job. But those people came into our states. I go in the federal courthouse down here, and I just think, how the hell does this happen? Because Title IV of the U.S. Code says, Title IV, Section 72 says, all offices of the federal government will be in Washington, D.C. They can't come out. And I don't know what people lost all. And then after FDR came Bush, who allowed the 911 thing. And people just, I was so shocked, John, when that happened, because I lived through terrorism. I lived in Europe for 11 years, and terrorist acts were all around us. And people shrugged and went on about their normal business. They never let a terroristic act affect the way they live.
Well, but okay, here's the wordsmithing and the psychological prepping here. You know, Desi, what kind of terrorism are you talking about? Are you talking about people that were raping or robbing or pillaging? We already have laws on the books for that. We didn't need a special dispensation. That's an act of terrorism. If you did harm to somebody else, you destroyed their property, you took their life, you know, you did whatever, we had laws in the books for it.
Well, when I first moved to Germany, the Biedermeinhof gang was afoot, and they bombed airports, they bombed government facilities, mostly U.S. facilities, they robbed banks, they had terroristic acts, and the Germans called them terrorists, and they were. But still, that's meant to, a terroristic act is one that affects the lifestyle of the people, and the Germans never conceded to that. When the Leonardo da Vinci airport in Rome was bombed and or shot up and people were killed, it was in operation hours later. They don't sit around and moan and wring their hands and say, what are we going to do? They go on about their normal life. And Americans somehow don't have that capacity. It just boggles my mind. They just weren't able to recover from 911, and they sat back while the Patriot Act and all of those things that stripped more rights from them, they stood by while TSA was initiated. Now they stand like cowardly people in an airport with no barefoot, which is an act of humiliation, and that's what it's meant to do.
Well, generally, you know, I've always thought as a TSA, you know, if I was a hooker and I gave services to a John, wouldn't I get paid for it? If they're going to get their jollies fondling me, shouldn't they be paying me?
They should be paying you, but they shouldn't be there in the first place. There's nothing in the Constitution which allows them to be there. It was already set in place. You know as well as I do.
Okay,
John,
let me take the top of the hour break here, Des. Evidently, you can't hear my bump. So let me take top of the hour break. We'll be gone roughly 2 minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.